Resisting the social and economic oppression of women is intimately linked to the struggle for a better world, and the Women's Anti-Imperialist League is determined to make this an issue. Ninochka Rosca, a Philippine-born writer and activist, was the founding chair of the Gabriela Network, an international organization denouncing the increasing sex trafficking and commodification of women and children caused by globalization.
In Iraq, where despite the 12-year embargo against the Saddam Hussein regime, prostitution was never an issue, there are now women compelled to sell their bodies in the alleys, in the streets, in order to survive what is unendurable, to survive the occupation by the United States. Nobody talks about this. Women as a gender seems not to be an important consideration in high and mighty discourses. While we in Asia, we know full well, when the United States left Saigon, it left behind 500,000 prostitutes, a veritable army of women who had been spiritually destroyed. Who speaks for these women? That is the question. Will you?
Dr. Asil Sawalha teaches about cultural identity and gender relations. She debunks the popular myth that Western invasions can liberate Islamic women.
We have to be careful when we talk about the veil. Women are not wearing the veil just because they are forced by their husbands or because they are weak and they are shy and they don't want to, all of these stereotypes that we have. No, women are wearing the veil. There are more women wearing the veil now than in the 70s and the 80s. Why? Because they hate the West. And they think of, by wearing the veil, this is a sign of resistance. They are resisting the West by wearing the veil. Even if we think that we are open-minded, the media is so powerful that it's easy to drag us into their stereotypes and their ways of seeing things.
Judith Merkinson has been an anti-war, civil rights, and feminist activist since the 1960s. She speaks of the need for a strong women's movement as an element to rebuild a democratic society.
Racism, globalization, colonialism are essential to imperialism and to capitalism. But what's also essential is that women have to be subjugated. One of the things that's happened over the last 20 years is the smashing of feminism to the point where women do not want to be identified as feminists. They think feminism is ridiculous. And after all, either we're beyond all that or why do you need it anyway? Patriarchy is a worldwide experience. A lot of people say, what's the problem with prostitution? What's the problem with sex worker? Another euphemism. For me, sex shouldn't be work. And the minute you legalize prostitution, you're nailing the coffin shut. You're saying it's okay for women to be sold. It's okay for children to be sold because millions of girls are being sold every day for sex as young as 10. The minute you say it's okay, you are saying that women are not worth anything. We cannot have a movement unless we have self-worth, unless we honor ourselves and the women and children around the planet. And when we do that, and when women are full participants in society, we will have true democracy and true liberation.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.